Time now for business news. A strike has shut down Boeing's commercial airplane business. The company's machinist union, with 18,000 members, voted to walk out last night after rejecting the company's final contract offer. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, the strike comes just as Boeing is regaining ground against its European rival Airbus.
Boeing's machinists believe the company owes them because when times were tough 3 years ago, they went along with a contract they didn't like. Union local president Mark Blondin.
We were hurt by 9/11, but we were also hurt by a company that took advantage of 9/11 and put a hurt on us and our families when they didn't need to.
This year, orders are up, and airlines around the world are showing interest in Boeing's next model, the fuel-efficient 787, due out in 2008. Union negotiator Richard Schneider says the machinists want to share in that success.
417 airplanes on order so far just this year alone. Profits at Boeing have tripled, okay? And our reward for all of that is this is the worst offer we've ever received from Boeing. The worst offer.
The company is offering raises and cash bonuses, but the union says Boeing is holding back on pensions and health care. Boeing spokesman Chaz Bickers says the company is disappointed.
We offered a comprehensive contract. It compared favorably with others in our industry and in the regions where we operate.
But he says Boeing will not be bringing in replacement workers.
We don't intend to assemble airplanes during this strike.
And how long can Boeing afford to stand idle? Phil Finnegan, an industry analyst for the Thiel Group, says a short disruption would not be too bad.
Delaying delivery, you know, by a slight amount, especially when, you know, new orders are going to take years in many cases to actually end up in the fleets, really isn't going to have much of an impact.
But if the work stoppage drags out, it might discourage potential new customers, especially among the rapidly expanding discount airlines in Asia and elsewhere in the developing world. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.